In this interview, we are at a farm here in Switzerland at the IFAJ conference, and I am with...
My name is Martina.
Okay.
I'm the eldest daughter of Maria and Fritz Anci.
Now, can you tell us, for the people who will be listening, where is the farm located and what kind... Tell us a little bit about the farm.
The farm is located in the Bernese Oberland. It's near between Thun and Interlaken, nearby the Lake of Thun in Sigriswil. The village is called Sigriswil where we are located.
What is the main business of the farm? What type of...
We mainly have cows, milk cows, and in summer they are on the Alp. My parents own an Alp nearby Montreux in the French-speaking part of Switzerland. But during wintertime the cows are at home, and then we bring the milk to the dairy.
So we have this group of international agricultural journalists here. Can you describe the meal that we were served today?
You were served with cheese, many different kinds of Swiss cheese, because cheese is a very important export product for Switzerland, for the Swiss farmers. Mm-hmm. And you also ate some meat. We also produce a lot of meat. And for our farm, it's another important income generating aspect that we cook for guests like this conference. Mm-hmm. And during summertime, when the cow leaves our farm, then we invite guests to our farm and we cook for them.
So this is a way for you to generate new and additional types of income from your farm operation besides just the cattle and the milk itself.
It's a very important income, very important way to earn our income. And the other important way is also to sell our own products. That means the cheese from the Alp and also the meat. We sell it by our own. We don't sell it to a shop or so.
Do you, with the milk or what it's made when it's made into cheese, is any of that your own branded product, or is that just sold to a company that turns it into their product?
The milk which we produce during wintertime, we give to Gremo. That's a company which produces their own product. And in summer, our milk is produced also to Etiva cheese. That's also a label, but it's not our own label. But the products we have are on farm, that means our own meat, that's our label.
Driving up here is obviously, looks to me like a real tourist type destination, here right off of the lake. So tourism does play a real key role in the, not just your farm, but I assume others around here as well.
In Sigriswil, in this village, we have some tourism, but it's not as important as in Interlaken, for example, or other parts. Winter tourism is not really important because we don't have a lot of skiing possibilities, but we also have some holiday apartments, our farm, that means one. And so some farmers also have this incoming and generating opportunity, like apartments. But I would say tourism is important, but it's not so important as in other parts of.
Well, we'll turn over to Maria for a second. How long have you or your family been farming here?
29 years I am here. Yes.
And so is this truly family operation?
Yes. Yeah, yes. 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 Uh-huh. Just my husband and I, the daughter, helps the whole year and make the. For farmer,
she is becoming farmer.
Yeah. And the other daughters, if we have guests, mm-hmm. also.
Do you have any other workers that come in that you hire to do any work?
No. Just for feasts. For farming. No.
Any message you would send to people outside of Switzerland about how important it is to have your family farm? I know there's a lot of stress on economically. Tell us, what are the struggles that you have in order to continue to have a farm you can make a living off of, or is there?
It's quite difficult for my parents and my sister, is going to be a farmer, to survive with this farm, because our the income is sinking, is decreasing. The prices are decreasing, mm-hmm. So they have to find some solutions to earn the income, like this, like these occasions where we invite guests and prepare meals for them. And it's also important that our parents, they, for our parents, it was very important that we have a good education. So I had the opportunity to study, and my sisters, they have also good education, that we have the possibility to earn our income outside the farm. Although we always go home and help and can live here, so we try to diversify our income generating.
Well, thank you very much. And that was Maria, and you are
Martina.
Martina, thank you very much. And with this interview, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.